This past Thursday was the feast day of St. Nicholas, and he visited me and dropped off a book on Bible trivia. The first fun fact of the book: Solomon had 700 wives. Anniversaries must have been a problem. So you guys, you think you have it bad for trying to remember just one day. And that has absolutely nothing to do with the homily, so you can thank St. Nick. What is it meant by Advent? Pope Benedict XVI reflects that it comes from a word which means presence, or more accurately, arrival. It's a technical word for the presence of the king or ruler, or God being worshipped. The presence begun. Christians took it over to express our relationship with our Lord, the King who has entered and enabled it to celebrate his visit. So what does it mean? God is here. He has not withdrawn from the world. He has not left us alone. Reflecting on the gospel in the words of St. John the Baptist and his announcement of great joy, we hear, in the midst of valleys, mountains, winding roads, rough roads of life, God has visited his people, and not just visits, but he is active in it. He fills the valleys. You know, we experience valleys from time to time. Valleys are a place of emptiness and feeling alone. Maybe we can't feel God's presence sometimes, and sometimes we feel empty. But these are great places of spiritual growth. We think of two greats, St. Mother Teresa and St. John of the Cross, who went through what is called the dark night of the soul. They had a hard time. They were in the valley a lot of times, you know, wondering where God is, couldn't feel his presence. But they give us a great example of taking that leap of faith anyway. The mountains being made low. Maybe we have obstacles in the way of our relationship with God. Some sin that we are ashamed to confess. Something that we have done that makes us think that God doesn't love us anymore. The Lord came to remove all obstacles. So we confess it and make the mountains low. Forgive yourself as well. And put your sights clear on Almighty God. This is indeed a great time of mercy that God visits his people here and now. So remove all obstacles and run to his mercy. And we see the mercy this morning's feast day with the Immaculate Conception, Our Lady, as we celebrated that feast day. She is the new creation, the new Eve, with her chance to say yes to God instead of no like Eve. God has shown his mercy in giving us her. The winding roads being made straight. Perhaps we feel we are wandering through life, no particular place to go or no destination, no purpose. But Christ is born among us. He is our purpose. He is our life. Place your sight on him and wander no further. He will show you the way. He has a beautiful plan for each and every one of you. The rough ways being made smooth. We encounter difficulties in life and sicknesses and tragedies. But they become easier to handle with Christ, who endured the passion for our sake to give us hope. So he comes to visit his people with all their trials and say, do not be afraid. I am with you. I am here. In St. Luke's Gospel, you hear some big names being thrown out today. And Caesar Augustus or Pontius Pilate and Herod, you know, all these big names that, you know, society would cling to because they have the power. But St. Luke, He names all these, and then he pans away from them and focuses on the one that's really important, our Lord Jesus, and the one who is to announce his coming. St. John the Baptist is the hinge pin of the Old Testament and the New Testament. He's the fulfillment of the old and the start of the new. And he has the great joy of announcing the coming of our Savior. He has the joy of announcing the one to be born, the Christ child, who does bring peace and security and calms all our fears and removes all doubts. In a world in which there is increasing chaos and trials and illnesses and despair, we need this great message of Advent. Pope Benedict XVI says, God wants to enter our lives. He wants to calm our anxieties, our fears, our doubts, because his presence is here. He says, do not be anxious, do not fear, do not doubt. In the midst of you, I am willing to become the weakest of all, the most vulnerable, the most defenseless, a little child. We recall the gospel where he places a child in the midst of them, and he says, become like this child, trusting and caring and loving in me, he says. He places trust in us by being born among us. And so in this great event, we trust him back. And in doing so, he lifts us up. And that's the ultimate promise of the resurrection. We can endure anything, for God has visited his people. So place your hope and trust in him. This second Sunday of Advent, in him, may you find peace, what the second candle that we have lit and represents. May you find that peace, the peace that only Christ can bring, no matter what the world brings.